This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. 25 years ago today, Chinese troops and tanks cleared protesters from Tiananmen Square, killing hundreds, some say thousands, of civilians. The violence capped weeks of student protests demanding reform. Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai to talk about the economic reasons behind the protests of 1989. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mark.
So most of the attention surrounding Tiananmen Square focuses on the students and the democracy movement, but there was, of course, more to it than that. Who else was protesting in the weeks leading up to the crackdown, and what did they want?
Well, there were actually hundreds of thousands of blue-collar urban workers who were also involved in the Tiananmen demonstrations. And some of these workers may have been interested in democracy and the other demands students were making on China's leaders, but most of them were more concerned with future economic opportunity for their children in an economy that was really moving away from socialism.
And Rob, there's so much discussion about life in Chinese factories now and all the products that we use that come from there. But what was it like for the average working person in China in 1989?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about China in 89 is that nearly everyone at that time made the same wage. If you lived in a city back then, you made a wage that was set by the state. It was very low and you belonged to a danwei, a work unit. Back then, the price of food and anything else was set by the state. But in 1988, China's government began to lift price controls in favor of the open market. And suddenly the price of everything went up. Inflation surpassed 18%. So the pressure they felt spurred them to join the students in the protests. Many of the people who were killed were actually these workers.
After Tiananmen, what happened to these workers and their goals?
Well, in many ways, these urban workers didn't do so well. I talked to University of Michigan political science professor Mary Gallagher about this, and here's what she said about China's slate of economic reforms after 1989.
It allowed migrants who were desperate and would have worked for pennies to squeeze out people in the middle. And, you know, when you look at people who protested in 1989, the urbanites who protected the students, those people eventually lost out.
And in many ways, urban workers in China are still protesting today. There are dozens of worker strikes each week in China. And according to labor groups, the number of strikes this year, as China's economy cools down, is up by more than a third.
That's Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Mark.